Yeah. That's not happening. That's just not, no, nuh-uh. Hello, Nerdy Legion. It is that time once again for Comic Talk Headlines. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you the news right here on Comic Talk today. This is just another episode, man. It's going to be, there's some stuff to talk about. It's not the biggest episode we've ever done, but there is a plenty of things to do. So before we get too deep into this, if this is your first time joining me right here on this podcast, then I do urge you to subscribe so that you do not miss out on your nerd news. And if you really like comic books and comic culture and that kind of stuff, then nerdylegion.com is the website that you can find a bunch of other stuff. They are the ones who so graciously syndicate this show for me. Thank you to Martin and all of the guys over there. Now, let's just jump into the news, shall we? TV streaming, we have a fair amount of stuff to talk about, though most of that is follow-ups. So we're going to start there. Follow-ups, our first follow-up has to do with Picard. Season 2 is currently in production, so they have begun primary photography for the second season of Picard, kind of flying in the face of some of the rumors that have been floating around out there. That's all we've got on that one. Next, we're talking about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Just a couple days ago, we got our newest trailer for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. There's a lot going on Disney Plus right now, so a little bit of good news is a lot of fun, and a little bit of good news about the next series that we're all going to be obsessing about, also a lot of fun. So go check out, you can find the link down in the episode description, and that is going on. Yeah, we're moving on. Okay, so our next follow-up has to do with The Simpsons. We covered this. It might have been actually long before I even got syndicated. So if you're listening on one of the syndicated outlets, then you might not have heard me talk about this. I can't remember how long ago it was. But the Apu situation has kind of escalated. We know this. Apu has been temporarily written out of the show until they can make him a positive Indian. Like, he's the only character on the freaking show who had a healthy relationship with his wife and a good job, and was taking care of all of his kids. He had a million kids. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but I don't understand how he was a negative stereotype for people from India, I guess is a politically correct way of saying that. So whatever, that's neither here nor there. That's what happened. But also we got news that Desert is now the voice of Carl Carlson instead of Hank Azaria. Hank Azaria willfully gave that one up. Hank Azaria was also the voice of Apu. And now we just got word that Harry Shearer, who did the voice of Dr. Hibbert, is no longer going to be doing the voice of Dr. Hibbert. This goes along with the announcement that production of The Simpsons, the people in charge of production of The Simpsons, made approximately a year ago. Might not have been that long ago, about how white voice actors are no longer going to be doing voices for different races. So if you are a white voice actor, you cannot do a black voice or an Indian voice or an Asian voice. You must do white voices. However, if it's the other direction, then that's totally acceptable, apparently, because the guy who's doing the voice of Dr. Hibbert, who's an amazing voice actor, I love Kevin Michael Richardson. Kevin Michael Richardson is fantastic. I think the guy is great. He does amazing vocal work, and he definitely deserves all the work he can get. I'm not trying to disparage him in the slightest. I just think it's a little double standard that a white actor can not do anything other than white characters, but any other race can do any other race. It just doesn't make it, as evidenced by Kevin Michael Richardson. He has done plethora of other raced characters in his storied careers, and there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever. The interesting part about this is Harry Shearer, who again was the original voice of Dr. Hibbert, is the only dissenter amongst the crowd. Harry Shearer did not want to give up the ability to do any voice he wanted to, because that's why it's called acting. acting. You're pretending to be someone you're not. And that was his point. Why can't I be an actor? Why do I have to play basically myself all the time? I mean, obviously he still does like six other voices in the show, so he's not just himself, but the point still stands. It's just a ridiculous double standard. We're moving right along into actual news. We have the Muppets. This is a thing. So kind of in the same vein, I know I'm showing my personal politics a little bit too much in this section, and I kind of apologize, but not really, because you've got to see how much of a double standard that is. But the Muppets, recently all five seasons of The Muppet Show have been released on Disney Plus. There are a couple of noted exceptions to that, some of which having to do with not being able to obtain music rights, because it is a sketch show, so they did have musical guests, and some of those songs they couldn't obtain for streaming services, so they just outright left out the episode. There is at least one episode as well that featured a comedian that is not available on Disney Plus, and that very presumably, and is probably rightfully presumed, because the comedian guest later was found in possession of really bad stuff. That's a little rough. And I say little, I mean, wow. Okay, so that being said, that's understandable. But the weird thing, and the things that fans have kind of been up in arms recently about, is that a good majority of the shows come with a disclaimer before the episode airs from Disney talking about the negative, quote unquote, negative impact that the racial stereotypes and so on and so forth have on culture and society. And they're saying that the stereotypes were wrong then and they're wrong now, and the kid gloves are a little ridiculous on this one. It's the Muppets. Like, I was gonna say I understand why you might, but I don't. I really have no idea why I have no idea why you can stereotype one ethnicity and only that one ethnicity, and that's okay. But if you stereotype any other ethnicity, even if it's a positive stereotype, if you do anything to corner any other ethnicity besides that one, that's okay. And that doesn't require a warning. I don't think it should require a warning at all, because it is so tame. It's not deflammatory. They're not speaking negatively about any of these people. There's really no negative light aside from a couple of stereotypical sounding things, or maybe a stereotypical looking thing. But by and large, if you're a Muppet, you are accepted in the entire Muppet community. I don't get this. I don't understand. There is maybe a very minor argument to be made with maybe some of the, or one specific episode having Johnny Cash as the musical guest, in which there is a rebel flag seen behind him during the performance. Yeah, okay, I can kind of understand that. There's a discussion to be had there. It should not be just banned outright, which it wasn't, so credit to them. But this is just such a weird, it's the Muppets, guys. The Muppets. It's educational. It's entertaining small children. You have to paint with broad strokes to entertain small children, or they don't understand. Okay, so that's what we have for TV streaming. I'm not gonna spend too much more time here, because we're moving on. Let's talk movies. So we have a couple of follow-ups here. We have a Flashpoint follow-up. This is a casting announcement. Sasha Calle from The Young and the Restless has been cast as Supergirl for the Flashpoint movie. There is some rumors surrounding this casting. We'll get to in the rumor mill. But interesting that they didn't go with Melissa Ben Yost, I think. They didn't go with her, so that, as I'm sure you can already guess what the rumors are based on that. But interesting. I'm not familiar with Sasha Calle's work. We'll see how it goes. Moving on, we have the actual update to that Train to Busan piece that we talked about in the breaking news section for the last episode. The Train to Busan, Timo, I am really going to butcher this last name, but I'm going to give it a shot. Tahanto. maybe, has been attached to direct the American version, the American adaptation of the story that is told in the, I believe it's Korean or Japanese, I'm pretty sure South Korean, Train to Busan. Epic, amazing zombie movie. If you like zombie stuff, this is like the new bar set as far as quality goes in zombie movies. And they're making an American version of it. It bodes well that it's not an American director. I'm really interested to see what's going on here. I'm not going to spend any more time here, though. We're moving on. Now we're into news, and we have something amazing just happened. Edgar Wright is doing an adaptation of The Running Man. It is not a reboot. They've been very specific to say that this is not a reboot or anything that has to do with the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that came out in the 80s. This is a re-adaptation of the Stephen King novel. So it's going to be closer to that than to the Schwarzenegger movie. And Edgar Wright is directing. So yes. On top of that, he's also co-writing the script. Co-writing with, where is it? Michael Bacall is his co-script writer. This is just too huge to ignore. Edgar Wright, new movie, and it's Running Man. Anyway, moving on. Our last piece is a little bit more meta for movies, and this has to do with movie theaters. I guess I probably could have put this in follow-ups, but it's a little big. So as of March 5th, all movie theaters are going to be allowed to reopen in New York. New York, I couldn't tell if it was specifically New York City or the entire state, but this is pretty huge because we have three pretty big movies launching on the 5th of March. That's Raya the Last Dragon, Chaos Walking, which is the new Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley movie. As well as the sequel to Coming to America, Coming to, as in the number 2, America. That's epic. It's granted, it is going to be a slow rollout because they are going to be limited to 25% capacity or 100 people per theater at any given time. So that includes theater workers, too, I would imagine. This is going to make the biggest difference in box office because a lot of the American box office is dependent on New York and California. So if New York opens, then we are at least going to see a better box office turnout for everything. And it's just going to explode. It's going to be awesome. I'm super excited for the 5th. Let's move on. It's the rumor mill, baby. So we have rumors to get to. Not a whole lot, but we do have one refutation before we get to them. The Snyder Cut is in our refutation section, and that is because Ryan Reynolds has come out very recently and said, I know you guys want me to be Hal Jordan again for some reason, but it's not me. There was an announcement that was made very recently that said that there is going to be a superhero reveal at the end of Zack Snyder's version of the Justice League that is going to be epic and is going to blow hardcore fans' minds. So everybody was like, see, Ryan Reynolds is going to be in the movie. And then Ryan Reynolds was like, no, I've got a bunch of other stuff going on, but thanks for the vote of confidence, I guess. So yeah, no Ryan Reynolds, maybe another Green Lantern, maybe somebody played by somebody else is going to be a Green Lantern and it's going to be equally as amazing, but it's not going to be Ryan Reynolds. So we're moving on. First rumor in this section is one that is going to get shot down very, very soon, I would imagine. So let's get into it. Fantastic Four. Sue Storm is now being rumored to be cast as none other than Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah, it's not happening. That's just not, no, nuh-uh. Jennifer Lawrence does not want to be associated with the Marvel properties anymore. She didn't like her time as Mystique. Kevin Feige doesn't want to hire any of those actors who were already part of the Fox Marvel universe. There's so many reasons to not believe this. Those are just the biggest ones, the most relevant ones. So percentage that this is a valid rumor, I can confidently say 0% validity to this rumor. Zero. Jennifer Lawrence is not going to be Sue Storm. I don't know who is going to be Sue Storm. I just know it's not going to be her. Next, we're talking about Joker. Ho, ho, ho. Not a sequel to the Joaquin Phoenix movie, but a new movie is rumored to be in the works with Jared Leto. and Zack Snyder helming the movie. Presumably, according to the rumor, they have been talking on the set, or they were talking at least, on the set of the Zack Snyder Justice League. And so they started early ideas for a movie, maybe. And then the leaker was pressed by the person interviewing them, and the leaker was like, or it could be a series or a comic book. It totally might be a comic book. Which the lack of intestinal fortitude with the person who leaked this information definitely should show you that there is no confidence in this happening for multiple reasons. Leto has said he doesn't want to come back to the DCEU. Snyder has said he's not coming back to the DCEU. And in order for them to make this an HBO Max series, they would need to bring in Ben Affleck. And while there are a bunch of rumors around Ben Affleck coming to HBO Max for this purpose, and nothing is concrete. There is absolutely no reason to believe this. There is a very, very, very slim edge of wiggle room. So we're going to put this one at 5% likely, 5% validity that this is an actual thing that could happen. But I really, really don't believe this at all. Next, we're moving over to Kick-Ass. This one, though, has a little bit of validity. So Kick-Ass, though, we'll get into it. there is rumors that there is a third movie in the works. It is not going to be a Lego sequel or a reboot, but an actual third movie with Chloe Grace Moretz and what was the dude's name? Aaron Taylor Johnson. Sorry, brain fart. Aaron Taylor Johnson, Chloe Grace Moretz coming back. It's going to be titled Kick-Ass versus Hit Girl because they're going to be battling for some reason. Let's get to the validity of this. I feel like there is a possibility for something like this to happen. I feel like it is a super, super, super slim possibility. So there is a sliver of validity to this. But their names are both such a mouthful. Chloe Grace Moretz is... yeah, much older than she was when she did the second movie. Also, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Neither of them are super busy right now. I haven't seen anything on their production slates in the near future. So they could that again lends to that sliver of possibility. But there's too much shady going on here, and there's also the word that we're getting a different Kick-Ass movie. There's been no definitive canceling of the new Kick-Ass, the reboot Kick-Ass. So there's just a lot working against this. There is a possibility it happens. There is the slim possibility that they kind of stretch this into something. Christopher Mintz-Plasse even was brought into the rumor at one point. So I'll put this about 20% validity. There is a pretty small, it's not the smallest, obviously, but small reason to believe that this might happen. There's just too many reasons to believe that it won't happen. Next, we're talking about Konami. So we've had a number of Konami rumors for video games over the last couple of weeks. This one now is saying that not only are they working on a Silent Hill that they have farmed out to a different company to produce, but they are also going to be farming out Metal Gear and Castlevania. This is rumor based on rumor because it does hinge on the idea that you believe that they're doing the Silent Hill thing. There is no other reason to believe that they're going to be doing anything with Castlevania or Metal Gear. This is from a pretty solid source, but again, not all sources are right all of the time. I'm giving this one approximately the same thing we gave the last one, 20% validity to this rumor. Until we get word of one of these three games, we cannot believe anything about the other two either. There you go. Next, we're going to our final rumor, and that has to do with Flashpoint. Remember, we talked in the movie section about, what's her name, Callie... I apologize. I lost it. There we go. Sasha Calle. So Sasha Calle's casting as Supergirl has led to rumors of a multiverse, which it's the Flashpoint movie. So yeah, that kind of makes a whole lot of freaking sense. So Sasha Calle as a multiversal Supergirl, maybe, or she's the movie version of Supergirl. Like there's no... I can see the logic here. I can see why the thought would be there. And the rumor, the sources for this rumor, there are a few, the sources for this rumor are all pretty solid. And they're all saying roughly the same thing. So we're going to put this one right about 65. 5. I can't go quite up to 70. We're not quite a third of the way away from it, but 65 seems pretty solid to me, and that is the rumor section. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com. You can find all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into the pop culture nerd news, you just want to see other things that are generally nerdy, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you again, nerds, and we'll see you next time.